delivered to you every morning and ready to be devoured on demand. When and where you like, it's the Harry and Dana podcast.
Exposed. In entertainment news, the trailer for the new season of Grey's Anatomy is out, and it looks like this season is set to touch on the pandemic.
I need a stretcher and a med bag.
Grace Sloan is her 19. I have an 18-year-old male with extensive burns. You are taking him because you are the best.
The stats are dropping.
We need to just not give up.
Wow, so dramatic.
I know. And this 17th season of the show includes characters covered with face masks and personal protective equipment.
I've been seeing the coronavirus being portrayed in a lot of different things. Like I was looking at behind-the-scenes photos of the new Mission Impossible movie.
Yes.
Because I love the Mission Impossible series, and I'm a massive Tom Cruise fan. And he was wearing a mask. So in the movie, he's wearing a mask.
Well, I think it's really cool to see how it's, injecting itself into, our media and our films. Mm. Even Australian music. There's a lot of artists that have, Hilltop Hoods and the hip-hop artist Illy, who have written songs about the pandemic and what it's done to our community. And
yeah.
It's really, really interesting. But also in coronavirus news, a positive COVID-19 test has halted production of the Olivia Wilde-directed psychological thriller called Don't Worry, Darling. But I think the important bit of this story is that this film stars Harry Styles, and it hasn't been reported who on set has contracted the virus. But I hope to God it's not him. The 16-year-old girl in me is screaming for him to be okay.
So you got a massive crush on Harry Styles.
In high school, it's the thing that got me through year 12.
Oh, my goodness. I used to work with a girl who was obsessed with him as well. I don't mind Harry Styles. Have you seen Dunkirk?
Yes.
Yeah, I was surprised. I thought he was just going to have a cameo in the movie, but he pretty much stars in the entire film.
I think they talked it up a lot. He's not in it as much as I expected him to be in.
I thought he was in it a lot more than I thought. Like, the entire, ending scene is Harry Styles.
Well, I think strategically.
Well, because he's so popular.
Yeah.
You
get a whole different audience. All the 16-year-old girls going and...
Really wasn't a bad actor. I was surprised. Really wasn't a bad actor. So good on him.
And quite a looker, in my opinion.
All right, let it go. You're drooling now.
The Big Three.
For Upper Hunters Toyota specialists for 30 years, Singleton Toyota.
Good morning, Jessica Rouse from the newsroom. Hello.
Hey, how are we? Happy Friday. Good.
Happy Friday. What's your plans for the weekend?
Cashing on with some mates. Oh. Go down to Maitland.
You've got a big event tonight.
I do have a big event tonight.
Your
first, MC gig of 2020.
And you are hosting.
Yay!
Exciting.
Well, I didn't know about this. Tell me about it. What's going on?
Singleton Business Awards are on tonight.
You're hosting it?
Mm-hmm.
I'm a hot date.
Yeah, I was pretty upset about that.
Sorry.
Well, I didn't know you were hosting, though. I was upset because it's free booze and free food and you didn't invite me, my two favourite things. And we've known each other a lot longer than you've known Dana.
Yeah, I'm going for moral support, not because I want the free stuff, Harry.
But good luck tonight.
Ignore me.
Good luck with your hosting.
Thank you.
Well, let's chat about the Big Three. Election still going on.
It's still going on. So the numbers didn't really move while we were all asleep. Biden's still on 264 to Donald Trump's 214. Right now there are protests happening right across the country. A judge in Michigan has said no to Donald Trump's lawyers trying to get votes recounted and get things changed. Same with a couple of other places as well, but we still may not know a proper result for ages. Nevada could take up to a week to get all of their votes in, so it's still going to be up in the air for a few days.
Well, I'm glad the counting is going ahead because it doesn't seem very democratic for them to just stop counting the postal votes.
Exactly.
We haven't heard much from this guy, though. I ain't saying she a gold digger. But she ain't messing with no broke. Kanye West, I read this morning that his bid for US presidency cost him $9 million and he only got 60,000 votes.
That's a bomb, isn't it?
Yeah, but Kanye 2024, everyone. Kanye 2024.
You reckon?
Yeah, he said on a podcast with Joe Rogan that he's given up this year and he's going for the next candidacy next time around.
You've got to dream big, don't you?
Well, this is it. Everyone's got to have a goal.
It's just not a very good goal, Kanye.
I'm not a fan of Kanye. I don't mind some of his songs, but I watched some of the podcasts that he was on.
Mm.
And the host of the podcast, his name's Joe Rogan, he asked Kanye, he's like, oh, Kanye, what if you have to make any decisions regarding the military? And he literally stared at him for about 3 minutes and didn't know how to answer. The guy is an idiot.
I mean, I think he's a very great musician, and stay to your creative, you know, strengths. Yeah. Don't go into politics, you exactly. nut.
Exactly.
Let's talk about Mardi Gras. This is another cancellation. Is it cancelled or postponed due to COVID?
It's kind of just changed. So Mardi Gras is not going ahead. There won't be, you know, floats and crowds through the main streets of Sydney. Instead, it's going to be a ticketed event at the SCG, where there will only be 23,000 people allowed to attend in March.
I'm sure there's lots of people from the Hunter that head down for Mardi Gras. It's an incredible time of year to be in Sydney.
Oh, I've never been to it.
Neither it's like a full city street party. It's so much fun.
Yeah.
Mm. And all the rules go out the window and you come home covered in glitter. It's great.
Sounds like my worst nightmare.
Doesn't sound like a Harry kind of
No,
Harry
I'd rather be in a nice restaurant, bottle of wine, some good company.
Don't we talk about in the office good how food. Bougie you are?
I'm not bougie. I'm just sophisticated and cultured, thank you very
okay,
much.
Okay, whatever.
What about these new traffic lights in Muswellbrook?
Yeah, so the new set of traffic lights have been switched on at the Lawn Street intersection on New England Highway. $930,000 worth of traffic lights.
Wow.
That's enough to have like an opening ceremony for these traffic lights.
I agree. Why wasn't the mayor down there cutting the ribbon?
If we can't have Mardi Gras, we can have the ignition of the lights in Muswellbrook.
Well, we pass those lights on the way to work every single day.
Yeah, and Harry, what did you do yesterday? They turned on yesterday, and what did you do?
I may have been in a rush to leave work.
Oh.
And I went, it was very yellow.
They were very amber.
But it caught me off guard because I'm so used to just passing straight through there.
This is true.
And then they were switched on for the very first time, and it just caught me off guard. That's all.
Yeah, and you talk and about having 20/20 vision. That's not true.
The worst part about it was Dana was in the car with me.
You're never going to hear the end
of it. I'm never going to hear the
end of
it.
Every time you pass through those traffic lights. Yeah. Do you remember that time?
Yeah.
I want Hunter Valley, I want you to heckle Harry if you see him on the street.
Oh, I get heckled anywhere I'm on the street. Morning, Hunter Valley. An English teacher has revealed she doesn't believe in assigning homework, and her philosophy has sparked debate around the world, actually.
No homework. I welcome that.
Her name's Courtney White. She refuses to assign more work to a student, saying there is no proof it's going to make them better students in her class. Students do enough work at school. They don't need any more at home. She put it up in a viral video on TikTok. I don't use TikTok, but I think
they just
do.
Blow up. So it's like a little 15-second video or something that usually just you can scroll through and it will, your algorithm will tell you what you want to see more of, and it's just blown up on TikTok.
So she said they're already at school for 7 hours and they have to go home and do more work. Not everyone is back to philosophy, with fellow teachers saying that she's not doing her job properly. She explained that most of her students after work have after-school commitments from band practice to sports to at-home responsibilities. That is true. I forget that. Like, if you're going to assign homework to kids, they've got a lot of stuff that they do outside of school anyway. Like, I know here in Muswellbrook, they've got the conservatorium. I know they do a lot of kids stuff.
Yeah, but don't you think doing those sporting activities and, like, music and extracurricular is actually more important because you're learning social skills and with ball games, hand-eye coordination, which will mean that you have people skills and that kind of thing for later on in life?
It's definitely the social thing. I struggled particularly with mathematics homework, and I remember it being, like, crying. Like, I remember it being so stressful because I couldn't do the sums.
Yeah.
And my parents aren't great at mathematics either. So that it was stressful for them because they couldn't really help me out. And you come home every night from school and you're supposed to have this really nice family time at home with your parents, and your parents are supposed to bond with their children, and you can't because you're stuck doing mathematics homework all night. I don't know. I can kind of see the benefit of not having homework. Like, and putting an emphasis on that after-school curricular activities and family time at home. I can kind of see the benefits for that.
What about for high school, though, when you really got to study for your exams? I remember, like, crying. I was in year 10, so I was a full teenager, crying under the dinner table. I was a bit of a nerd at high school because I was stressed about a history exam.
Yeah.
And I didn't, you know, the homework that kept involved in exams just threw me over the edge.
It can be a really stressful time for kids.
Mm.
This is divided the Hunter Valley this morning too. Do you think kids should have homework? I really want to hear from parents this morning on 654-11981. Particularly because parents seem to be the ones that help their kids out with the homework.
Yeah.
Would you like your kids to not have any homework? Like, literally just zero. They come home and they're just there to bond with at the end of the day. Is that something that you would like? Or do you think that the homework actually does help the kids study better at school? Or do better at school?
Surely not.
I don't know. I'd love to hear from you this morning. We'll take your calls after this. 654-11981. Do you think kids should have homework? Teachers as well? Hear from you?
Would love to hear from the teachers of the Hunter Valley. A professional opinion might actually convince us.
Correct. Yeah, better than you and I. Better than our opinion. We'll get you on after Matchbox 20 at Power. If you have just joined us, we're chatting about a contentious issue. Split the Hunter Valley this morning. Should kids have homework? This is after a story of an English teacher that's gone viral overnight who says she doesn't believe in assigning homework, with her philosophy sparking the debate. Courtney White's her name. She refuses to assign more work to a student, saying there's no proof it's going to make them better students in her class.
I actually don't think, as in primary school, you don't think you should have homework, because the best education that I got was when I went camping with the family to like regional areas, because we were reading all the signs, you know, the tourist signs that they have at like lookouts and that kind of thing. That I got more of an education of things that I think are important, like, you know, general knowledge, than I did when I was at school.
Well, there's an argument for that, for like extracurricular. So rather than homework, you're out doing like sport, or you're exploring the region, or you're out doing some music classes, that kind of thing. Shane joins us on 654-11981. What are your thoughts, Shane? Do you think kids should have homework?
No, not at all.
Why is
funny
that?
The Dana said about the camping thing. We actually, years back, we took our kids out of school for a week and it run into school holidays as well, and we went up to Longreach. And the then principal of that school said that's not a problem, because that will give them a better education that they can offer.
I agree.
Yeah, but homework, like, I don't bring my work home to do, so why should we be teaching kids to be doing that sort of thing?
That's true. It kind of does encourage people to continue with this attitude into adult life. You're right.
Yeah, and there's always the thing of, like, work, you leave work at work, and home life is home life, and that's where you build your bonds. That's where you do different things with your kids, and you help them grow in a different way. And what happens with, say, your maths? Now, I'm okay at maths, but you guys mentioned about with doing mathematical homework, you get stuck, and if your parents can't help you fix it, and the kids get stressed, it's just putting more pressure on them. There's enough pressure on kids now.
I completely agree with you, and especially with the maths. Don't you do maths in a different way? I know my dad does calculations way differently to the way that I do it. It's taught differently.
Yeah, it's taught very differently, and my kids in particular were taught to do, it might have been multiplication in a really strange way.
Yeah.
And then I taught them the way that I was taught, and they got the hang of it really quickly. So,
yeah. How old are you?
The way they're teaching these days is weird. Sorry.
How old are your kids now, Shane?
12 and 14.
12 and 14.
Going on 22 and
14. Yeah, of course they are. Yeah, of course they are. And they're bringing home homework all the time?
One's just finishing primary school, a little bit, not much. The older one, yeah, he should be doing homework, but he's like his daddy. He's pretty stubborn.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like you encourage it in your household. Yeah. Thanks for the call, Shane. That's great.
We really appreciate it, Shane. Have a great weekend.
You too. Cheers.
You'll love this one. I went to a pizza joint last night in Muswellbrook, and something bizarre they did with their recipes. So, incredible pizza. Got the lot. I love having a supreme pizza.
Mm.
But they put the cheese not on the top, like I learned that they did in Italy, but underneath all of the toppings. And I thought, very controversial, because I was always a cheese on top of the pizza kind of gal.
I'm trying to think from memory. Like, I think cheese has always been on top for the pizzas that I've eaten as well.
Well, in a margarita, you would put the cheese on top. But then what about those gourmet pizzas where you put the rocket on after it's cooked?
Yeah, there's that. We went to a pizza joint recently, like, when I say recently, within the last, like, 5 months. It was a kale pizza. So there was actually no cheese on top of the pizza. It was kale on top.
No.
Wasn't that great?
not about that.
No.
If you're going to go takeaway, you got to commit.
Not a huge fan of kale either.
But I took a mic around the office this morning and I wanted to know the general consensus. Do people like cheese on the top of the toppings or underneath?
Oh, I don't know. Because if you put it underneath, it slips off, doesn't it? So I think it's got to be on top.
On top. Definitely on top. So it goes like crispy. Gets that nice brown golden coat.
Ooh, I always put it on top just because I like it to melt over everything.
This is a very good question.
All right, that was some of our people in our office. Love it when they talk food, by the way. Getting me excited. You know what we're doing next? We're doing Best of the Best, and it just happens to be that today's best category, Best of the Best category, is Best Pizza in the Hunter Valley. So we've got a call. Whoever is the winner, you'll find out who the winner is of the Best Pizza in Hunter Valley. We're going to give them a call. Let's ask them. What they do with their cheese.
Probably the general consensus, the authority on the matter.
Well, they would be the leading authority on the matter, and then that's settled now for the Hunter Valley, where the cheese belongs.
Weigh in, call us, 654-11981. Cheese on top or cheese on the bottom? This is the
Power FM's Best of the Best.
Here at Power, we love to support local business, and one way that we are doing that is getting you to nominate your favourite businesses all across the Hunter. Voting was open for the category of Best Pizza for the last 24 hours. And on the line, we have got the winner for that category, Pete's Pizza in Aberdeen. And we've got Pete, the man himself. How are you doing, Pete? Congratulations.
I'm good. Thank you very much.
Mate, well done. Best Pizza in the Hunter Valley. Does that kind of vilify all the hard work that you guys have been doing?
Yeah, it does actually, yeah.
What kind of goes into it? You getting up early every day, getting stuff ready?
Yeah, a lot of hours, a good team, good quality ingredients, a lot of people helping us out.
Do you go local with a lot of your ingredients as well?
Yeah, mostly wherever we can, yeah.
Yeah.
I love that. And is there a favourite pizza that you have?
Oh, just the simple stuff. Always go simple.
Always go simple. That's a good tip.
For everyone.
Actually, I do want to ask you, do you do your cheese on top? Or because we've had controversy around the office today, do you do your cheese on top or underneath the toppings?
No, it's always on the bottom.
Always on the bottom? Why is that?
Well, the reason is because if you cover it on top, your ingredients aren't going to get heat from the oven and you're not going to bring out the flavour in them.
Genius.
That's changed my world.
And also because it will, like, contain moisture, so you need to, like, you know, heat out the moisture.
You can't have soggy, like, capsicum or something like that. Yeah. Game changer. All right, well, Congratulations, Pete. Is there anyone you want to thank? You want to thank your staff or anyone helping you out?
Yeah, just all staff, guys, family. A lot of people go into making it work.
That's wonderful. Well, we'll have to come and check you out in Aberdeen. Congratulations, Pete. Well done.
Yeah, thanks very much, guys.
You're welcome. Pete's Pizza Aberdeen. Make sure you check these guys out. They just won Best of the Best, so they've literally got the best pizza in the Hunter Valley. And they're also in the draw for a $2,500 marketing campaign on Power FM that's going to be won. Nominations are now open for the next category.
We will be announcing that it is coffee is the next category, but you cannot vote yet. So the nominations are open, so you can put in your nominations for your favourite coffee in the Hunter Valley this weekend, and we will open that category for voting on Monday.
Wow, that's going to be a contentious category.
I love a good coffee too.
All this week we've been hearing about Dana's woes. We're trying to find a place to live in the Hunter Valley.
Yeah, I've been here a week now. It's actually been probably the most difficult house search that I've ever had. And I don't know why. I don't know if it's just because the Hunter Valley is just buzzing with people moving in and out of houses, but I haven't had great luck so far. But last night I went to another house inspection. And this one, I think, went really well. There was no personality clashes as far as I'm aware.
Okay.
So it was after work yesterday and I moved in last night.
You moved in last night? That's great news. You're not homeless. That's fantastic.
Exactly. And I thought to prove to you that I've done a great job this week and to prove to you that I've actually fit into a house, I've got my landlord on the phone.
No.
Yes. His name's Andrew. Hey, Andrew.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for joining us on the show. There was obviously no clashes last night. You're rapt to have me in your house and I'm a total asset. Is that right?
Of course.
Andrew. Andrew, don't let her put words in your mouth. You know, now I've known Dana for about a month before we started working, then this week on the air, and I've learned that she is, I don't want to get you kicked out of this house, I'd just rather you
please don't. It's taken me honest. A week to find this
place. This is true, but I'd just rather you be honest with your new landlord, but she is very loud, very sociable, and can be described as very full on.
Not full on, how dare you?
You do know what you've got yourself into, right?
Well, look, so far last night, she was in bed by 8 p.m, she was lovely. To me and the other housemate, it was great.
See, told you, Harry.
Okay, so there's no parties on the weekend already planned?
No, she likes my dog. My dog likes her, and So far, so good.
Oh, if you've got the approval of the dog, then...
Well, then
yeah,
I'm in.
Yeah, then you're in, exactly. All right, well, Andrew, on behalf of us here at Power FM, thank you for finding Dana a home, because it was stressing us all out. And I do hope you know what you got yourself into.
I hope so too, but no, she's... Fantastic.
It's the Harry and Dana podcast. Stay up to date on everything Hunter Valley on our socials at 98.1 Power FM or at 98.1powerfm.com.au.